to Norway now, out on K-Scope on March the 12th. This is Gazpacho. From the album March of Ghosts, this is The Dumb.
Love some days stand dumb. Always calls them back. The art of the attack. Every day it took to do the best they could. Progress always so imperfect, passenger. It never goes away, and every time you don't.
Entitled The Dumb, and they're called a Gazpacho from the album March of Ghosts. My dear chum from K-Scope, Scott, was sent to Krypton Sound Planet, which is in fact in Oslo, Norway, to meet up with the chaps from Gaspacho, and it seems it was very cold.
Okay, it's been a busy time for you. Writing, Miss Atropos, London, now March of Ghosts, all quite close together. What's inspired all this activity?
Every time we come home from tour, we are bursting with energy and inspiration. Another thing is that we need to do it in order to keep ourselves touring as well. Because if you don't write anything new, then that's next year's spring or summer, there's no tour for us.
I can't understand how people can spend 2 or 3 or 4 years making an album. I don't get that. I think it's with all the... It must be all the alcohol that we drink when we write.
But also, it's also the point of getting to... it's the 7th album now, so we kind of know each other's tastes and each other's moods and each other's... it's chemistry, yeah. Now I think we're more at the stage of... If it does not work within the first 5 minutes, we drop it, and then we go on to the next thing.
Michael and Thomas and John spent a Saturday and half a Sunday making music, just jamming it out, and me coming in the next evening or something, Monday evening or something like that, and spent 3 hours in the studio just singing on stuff that I'd never heard before I've even heard it.
I was going to ask you about the artwork collaboration with Antonio Sayas. He's worked on 5 albums, is it?
No, he's worked on 4.5.
4.5?
Yeah. Because he joined in Firebird as well. But we'd basically already finished the cover, or the cover was already done. And then he sort of joined in at that point. So that's why it's 4.5. And we just noticed that he has an extremely good interpretation of the lyrics, of the moods, the songs. That it's just a natural complement to our music.
I mean, he basically gets the very first sketches and demos that we write for a new album. Yeah. John sends that to Antonio.
I guess we said, stay away from kind of spooky ghosts. That way, you know.
Was that the brief? Stay away from spooky ghosts.
You know, we're not going to make a horror film in a way, you know. But that was the only guideline we basically gave. And then we gave lyrics and we gave the song, and it's like, interpret it the way you want.
How did you get in touch with him?
God knows how I found him. My dad, this is many moons ago. This
did
is like.
You? What, 2005?
Yeah, now I remember. It? We were sent I was given a bottle of wine.
Who gave you a bottle of wine?
Antonio. Remember?
So he bribed you.
Friends.
He bribed you.
He bribed me. That's what happened. Yeah. I remember they sent a bottle. Yeah, there were 2 bottles of wine here.
This is a South European
it suddenly
thing.
Arrived in the studio. I was like, whoa, well, that was very nice.
And then he said, hey, all right, you do the next 5.
Yeah, don't tell the rest of the band. You know, just send me a couple of bottles.
Corruption. We'll be right back. Is there going to be a tour?
Wolverhampton and London and a couple of dates in Holland. Yeah, Dresden, Berlin,
Köln.
Verviers in Belgium.
Ja, Den Bosch, Sotomayor, Wolverhampton, London.
Aschaffenburg. Outside Frankfurt.
That's where we're going this year.
That's the first leg, at least. Like, we really hope and believe and think that we're going to do some more tours closer to, or during summer or after summer.
And to go out and well, meet like-minded people is very nice.
And especially Poland is a place we want to return to.
That's what planned for now.
As soon as possible.
Yeah. Blue Note in Poznan.
Yep, and in
Loch Ness in Krakow. In, Krakow.
Yeah, we filled Loch Ness. With or without Ness. Germany and Holland are probably the two largest territories we have. And then we're trying to do more in Britain now than we used to. I'm truly impressed by the turn up the last couple of times we've been there. So it's that's good. Want to play more in London?
Shame we're not doing Leamington Spa again. Mm. That had the world's best backstage. Fantastic. Mm. Camden or that backstage was.
It was a cupboard.
Special.
Open sewage.
Yeah, but
they had some problems with the sewer backstage.
Yeah.
So there was a manhole cover that was open and with raw sewage in the hole.
Yeah.
And wow. Of course, when we killed all the lights, and that became a very dangerous situation because you could walk backstage and you could fall into. Well, raw sewage. And that would put a damper on the whole evening.
Possibly.
I mean, it really would,
you know, especially if it was one of you that fell down. Yeah, that would not be good.
Either, so that'd be very interesting.
It would probably happen, and then they'd get the power back on, and you'd be electrified, you know, electrocuted as well in the sewage.
That's a horrible way to go on a number of levels.
Yes.
Good concept for the next album, though.
Yep. Yeah, that's it sounds like a concept album.
Well, that concludes the interview. Cheers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Billy.
Krypton Sound Planet.
Krypton. Oh, we put the K in quality.
So, you heard three from Gaspacho's album March of Ghosts, The Dumb, followed by Black Lily, and finally their Hell Freezes Over 4. The album is out on March the 12th, thanks to John Arner, Jan, Thomas and Lars, and of course to intrepid reporter Scott from K-Scope. So some messages from the K-Scope notice board before I go. I'm very excited to tell you of another K-Scope night in London, 2nd of May at the Tabernacle in Notting Hill in West London, a gorgeous venue, a set from North Atlantic Oscillation in support of their forthcoming new album, which is coming out on April the 30th, entitled Fog Electric, and also from Mothlight, the brainchild of Daniel O'Sullivan from Ulva, in support of the new K-Scope album from him, Dark Age. You can expect a computerized wall of sound from the former and grandiose euphoria from the latter, a kind of post-millennial talk at times. Both great albums, and they're both coming out shortly. May the 2nd, then, the Tabernacle, Notting Hill. Tickets are now on sale from the venue's website, tabernacleW11.com. That's tabernacleW11.com. We'll see you there. The next K-Scope podcast, Anathema return. We shall hear about their brand new K-Scope album, which is called Weather System, which is coming out on April the 16th. Until then, thanks very much for listening. Do tell all your chums. Stay in touch on Twitter at K-Scope Music or our Facebook page, of course, facebook.com/K-Scope Music. And of course, the website, kscopemusic.com. See you soon.